One of China's leading AIDS activists has disappeared. Human rights groups suspect he's been detained by government security agents. China's government recently has acknowledged its growing AIDS problem, admitting the country has some 850,000 patients, but outside estimates are several times that number. Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing.
Last Saturday night in Beijing, a group of people gathered at the On-Off Cafe on Beijing's Sanlitun Bar Street to watch a couple of films from the recent Tokyo Gay Film Festival. Among them was AIDS activist Wan Yanhai. A friend warned him that three men with walkie-talkies were trailing him in a black car that evening, but Wan ignored them. He was not seen again after Saturday night. 4 days later, Wan's friend, environmental activist Hu Jia, reported him missing at a local police precinct.
After the police officer there heard about Wan's work and saw our honest attitude, I could see that he sympathized with our values. He searched the police computer and told us that, at least in Beijing, there was no record of Wan's arrest.
In the early 1990s, Wan played a major role in helping gay people win acceptance among themselves and Chinese society, where sexual mores remain conservative by Western standards. He lost his job as a health ministry official after authorities shut down his AIDS counseling hotline. Wan persisted, creating a forum, newsletter, and website to educate people about homosexuality and AIDS, a disease which even many Chinese infected with it know nothing about. Wan also brought gay people and psychiatrists together. That dialogue produced a breakthrough for gay Chinese last year when the Chinese psychiatric profession dropped homosexuality from its list of mental illnesses. Another of Wan's friends, independent film director Cui Zi'en, was at the film screening the night Wan vanished. He says the incident has made China's gay population very nervous.
People in the gay community see Wan as an important and symbolic figure. Many gays are very sensitive about his disappearance, and some think it was a move against gay people. But I don't think it is.
Wan's friends think that more likely his disappearance was connected with his activism regarding AIDS in rural China. Wan helped to publicize the plight of poor farmers in central Henan province who sold their blood at government-approved collection points. Plasma was extracted from the pooled blood, and the rest, all mixed together and infected with HIV, was pumped back into the donors. Wan alleged that Henan officials profited from the scheme and then tried to cover it up. Wan has studied at the University of Southern California and now splits his time between Beijing and Los Angeles, where his wife lives. This summer, authorities had Wan's organization, the AIDS Action Project, shut down. Environmentalist Hu says that re-registering it will not be easy.
Official policy hasn't given us much support. For example, on the question of registration, we need a legal status so we can organize legitimate events. But in mainland China, registering a non-governmental organization is harder than getting to heaven.
China's government may sympathize with many causes, from exposing corrupt officials to organizing exploited workers to protesting violations of Chinese sovereignty. But it welcomes very little non-government participation in policymaking, and independent activists and organizers can face harassment or arrest. For NPR News, I'm Anthony Kuhn in Beijing.